start it, I'm letting you know this time.
All right. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh. We're on?
What if I told you that we are in fact on? Guys, welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode 56. Oh man. Who are we? Who's talking?
This is your boy, Chad Hoy. Chad Jizz Fist Hoy. Let's just stick with that one.
This is your boy Cameron Weaver.
God damn. I'm sorry. I'm looking for a Craigslist right now, and so this is my fault.
No, it's fine. I'll do the intro. We don't need back and forth in the intro.
Yeah, you're right.
Why don't you just take a whole episode off? How about that? Is that what you want? You just want me to talk to myself for an hour.
I want you to, if you want to do that.
Are you growing a beard?
A beard?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying. You know.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I've been trying for a while.
Are we both going to be bearded boys?
Yeah. I mean, I've been kind of bearded for a while. I guess it's just starting to fill out a little bit better. But, definitely not mad about it. Now, Craigslist is a hole. It's just a hole. Like, I'll get on here and I'm like, oh, I need to find something funny. And then I'm like, ooh, furniture for sale. Because I still don't have any furniture.
Spend a whole episode of the Dad Podcast trying to give away our furniture or sell our furniture, and then people could have that what you just said could be relatable to people.
That would be good, I think.
They're looking for something funny, and then they're like, oh, Cameron's trying to sell a couch.
All right, I think I have a good one.
Farted on it. You got one?
Yeah, sorry.
You're fine.
I was in that realm, man.
Guys, I just want to let you know that today's show is brought to you by WarbyParker.com. Get a free 5-day home try-on at WarbyParkerTrial.com/dadbod. That's WarbyParkerTrial.com/dadbod. 5 pairs, 5 days, 100% free. Warby Parker, you're going to love the way you look. That's not their tagline. Guys, we've got a great show lined up for you today. I love how I say that, even though I don't know that for sure yet, because we just started, and that's how podcasting works. Guys, I've been looking forward to this show all week. It feels like it's been a while since we recorded last, because a lot of things have been happening, and I'm ready to spill some tea, so get ready to take a sip.
I hate you.
I hate myself.
Well, obviously.
Chad, what was your week like, buddy?
So this week I don't know. It was really good. I saw one of my favorite bands live, the Front Bottoms.
Nice.
And another band that I also actually the two bands that opened were also really good, although I haven't really listened to Bad Bad Hats, but they're very good. And also Mother Hugger, Basement.
I like Basement.
Yeah, they're like a little butt rocky, but I like
who
them.
Isn't?
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, it's like it's cool, but yeah. I don't know. It was good. I mean, like, it was a normal week. I went to that concert, and then on Friday, I won tickets to go to this studio recording of David Ramirez.
Whoa.
In Austin, like, University of Austin. They do, like, a thing. I don't know. They do this thing where they, like, someone will play, like, a short set, and they record it, and it's all like done really well, and they put it on YouTube, and it's cool. But
that's dope.
Yeah,
so you're in the crowd.
Didn't end up going to that, but
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, so CEO of my company, like, sends out an email. No! On, bless you, on Wednesday.
Thank you.
And he's like, hey, I can't go to this thing, and I have these tickets for it. So if anyone wants to enter for, like, a drawing, we're going to do that tomorrow. And I was like, tight. And then I didn't originally win the drawing. Mm-hmm. Some other girl in the company did. And I was like, well, damn, I really wanted to leave. Because it was at 1 p.m. on a Friday. And I was like, damn, I wanted to leave early.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then they apparently she couldn't go. So they were like, all right, well, we're doing another one. And then I guess I won the second one. And I got an email from his assistant. And she's really cool. And she was like, hey, you won these. So, and I asked my supervisor, I was like, can I leave early tomorrow because this thing, I won these tickets. And she, like, jokingly made a big deal out of it. Like, I mean, if you don't care about your job, yeah, you can go. You know, like, stuff. Obviously joking. But, yeah, there was this big funny thing. And then...
was she flirting with you?
No, not at all. She's a boyfriend. She's cool, though. But, yeah, no.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I thought you said okay, but then I thought maybe you said something else.
I said okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad I can see you this week.
You could last week, I thought.
No.
That was 2 weeks ago you couldn't see me.
Oh, it's... Oh.
Anyway, this story's boring, but I was gonna go, and then it was 1 p.m., and I, like, hit all my calls and stuff, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna leave, and it was 12:30, and John texted me at 12:20... Jail John, and was like, hey, you want to play Rocket League? Are you home for lunch? And I was like, you know, I could be home for the rest of the day right now. And he was like, okay. And then I went home and played Rocket League instead of that. Austin, stop.
Chad says stop. Nope. Austin says nope.
Go tend to your child.
Yeah, Chad says go tend to your child instead of making massively exaggerated jerk-off motions.
Exaggerating is small.
He looks like he's churning butter. Oh, and it's done. The butter is exploding out of the churn. Yeah. And it's raining down onto my shoulders and face.
That's gross.
And on the mic, apparently.
That's awesome. Disgusting.
We're 8 minutes in.
Man, you gotta move out.
I am going to. I'm looking for houses.
But yeah, anyway, so I was gonna go to that, and I left a little later than I would have liked. And if you get there late, they release, like, the seats to, like, will call, or not will call, like a waiting list. And so I was like, well, I don't want to get there late. I don't really know where it is, so I'm just gonna not go and just take the rest of the day off. At 1 p.m. So that's what I did, man. And it was a really good day. I came home and I ate lunchy. And I just played Rocket League. And then Saturday, yesterday, after the day of this recording will be 2 days ago, released.
Yeah.
But yeah. Saturday I went out. I got me and Eric. We got in this weird friend fight. You have those sometimes.
Oh, no.
Not on Saturday, like earlier in the week. And it was just like a lot of stuff we hadn't talked about. And he's a bad talker sometimes. He keeps things all balled up inside. And sometimes you just got to be like, hey, I know something's wrong. And then you talk about it.
Yeah.
So we did. And then Saturday we hung out and it was badass. We went out... made some new friends, some mutual friends who are people that I like a lot. And we, I got pretty drunk, which is tight. It's been a while. So it was a good day. Oh, and we hung out with dogs. They're dog sitting.
Dogs.
Yeah, they're dog sitting. And they're dog sitting. Her name's Nola.
Aww.
And she's like really dark gray and kind of like gold a little bit. And I was like, oh, like Nola, like the Saints, like New Orleans. And she's so cute. And she has these little freckled, she has this eye that's different than the other eye.
Whoa.
In color. And it's all speckled and like hazily. And she's a really cute dog.
So what is the word for that? Because it's cool.
I don't know. That one pitcher has it in the MLB. That's all I know.
My Miranda's sister has a dog with two different colored eyes. Heterochromia.
Heterochromia. Yeah, that makes sense. That sounds right.
That's it.
Yeah, so we hung out with the dogs, and I haven't seen their dogs in like 2 weeks, so I got to say hi to America and Andre. And
it those was are dogs' boys' names?
Saturday. Those are dogs' names. America is a little pit bull. She's so cute. And Andre is a big lab mastiff.
Wow.
And he's, yeah, he's a big boy.
I love hanging out with mastiffs. They're so cool.
Yeah. And he's like, he's the most chill dog, dude. So yes. I don't know. I love dogs.
Yeah.
A lot.
Me too.
Do you like them?
They're okay.
They're pretty cool.
I've got one.
You do?
Yeah, she's all right. She barks. She likes to speak up for during the podcast sometimes, like most times.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Okay, so how was your week? Mine was boring.
My week was very weird. Let's start. Yeah,
I want to hear all about
it. Okay, so this is going to kind of tie in with Date with a Dad Pod. Oh, I love that music. Chad took his hat off.
He's getting in the way.
Yeah, because he's wearing headphones.
Yeah.
Over the ear boys.
I know, they're nice. I like them.
Guys, first of all, I technically went on 3 different dates this week.
Oh my god.
That's the part of the episode where the crowd goes, ooh.
Yeah.
Let's start with the most recent. This morning, well, around noon, I went
this morning. Okay.
And got coffee with, for those of you who are fans of the show and have been listening for a long time, you'll remember when I went on that second date with that girl who I went on a date with a year prior. Remember that? And this may have been a year ago. I'm like some kind of solar cycle for this girl, apparently, because last night at 1:30 in the morning, she asked if I wanted to get coffee today, and I haven't seen her in probably a year. That burp surprised me.
Guessing it went well?
No, like, I don't have any feelings for her anymore. Like, at all.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah, honestly, like, I was just like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what I am to you. I don't know why you feel the need to hang out with me once a year and then not really communicate with me at all. But, like, I'm not about that. And it was cool to be, like, walk away from that today going, well, that was a thing that happened that probably doesn't have to happen anymore.
Yeah.
So there's that. And
yeah,
I think I'll get to this, but I think the reason why is because of something else that happened last week. And I'll get to that here in a second. But
boy,
I also went, I don't remember if when this lined up with when we recorded last, but I did see a show with let's call her Franklin.
Okay.
The girl I've been seeing a bunch.
Yeah.
Let's call her Franklin. We went and saw Ron Gallo at Exit Inn. It was a very, very fun show. We went and got burgers at Jack Brown's Burgers and Beer, my favorite burger joint in the city, afterwards. And I haven't really talked to her too much since. That was last Sunday night. The next night, I went to a show. Maybe that was Monday night. And then whatever. The next night, I went to see one of my favorite bands, The Maine, play at Cannery Ballroom. And I remember talking that I was going to see them on the last episode. They played their two most recent albums, Lovely Little Lonely and American Candy, front to back. And it was one of the coolest shows I've ever been to, hands down. I was pretty drunk with my boy Mitchell. And
hell yeah.
The night started. We got there 30 minutes before the show started. So we were in there, and there's like a 21 and over, like, barricaded off area that separates you from the teenagers. And
nice.
So Mitchell and I were like, yes, this is the best. We don't have to stand around high schoolers, and we can drink. So I had a gin and tonic, and then I had a Jack and Coke. Then the first band started playing. And after the first band, I got another Jack and Coke. And then after that,
I thought you
band,
were only doing clear.
I was supposed to only do clear liquors, Chad, but that's boring. But at least I didn't drink 20 beers like I would have. So
yeah, I drank a lot of beers last night.
After the second band, Mitchell and I both decided we would each get one more drink and then we would stop.
Yeah.
So I got another Jack and Coke. We'll recap for you. I'm talking, your hat fell off your head, you put it back on, it's time for a recap.
Nice.
That's a joke from my friend, good. Elise.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
She's my friend, too, for the record.
That's true. Mutual. We're all friends.
Yeah.
Gin and tonic, three Jack and Cokes. I'm feeling myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not in a Weinstein or Louis C.K. way, but I'm feeling myself.
Go on.
I'm a little drunky boy, a little drunk tank. And we're waiting for the main to come on. And, you know, they like DJ music while you're hanging out. And since it's the main, you know, who have been around since I got my learner's permit.
Yeah.
They were playing songs like Dear Maria by All Time Low. They're playing some MCR, some Fat Lip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ew. Wow.
It was awesome, man. Taking Back Sunday.
I still like them a lot.
I do, too. And Jamie All Over by Mayday Parade came on. And Mitchell and I love Mayday Parade. So we start freaking out. We're all drunky boys. We've been singing all these songs, but like when Mayday came on, we're like, I had a dream that night. We did it. You know, we were freaking out. We're losing our shit.
Yeah.
So there was this girl standing next to us, very drunk, turned around and goes, like that. For those of you at home who missed the face, let me do it again. And she's like, you guys know Mayday Parade too? And we're like, y'all's. And she's like, oh, you guys are cool. Do you guys want to do shots? And we're like, that progressed real quickly. And she's like, come on, I'm a bartender on Broadway. And I was like, what? Where do you bartend at? And she's like, Tin Roof. And I'm like, I've been there. And she's like, yeah. And she's like, I'm going to go buy us shots. She bought me and Mitchell and her boyfriend shots.
Nice.
They were green tea shots. She's like, have you ever done a green tea shot?
Ew.
I was like,
No,
I haven't. I was like, is there tea in it? And she goes, no, it's Jameson, peach schnapps, and Sprite.
Yum.
And yummy? Mitchell and I kind of looked at, what?
I said, mate, good, yes.
It was very
good. I don't know.
It was very good.
Okay.
But Mitchell and I looked at each other because we had literally moments ago said, these are our last drinks and we're not going to drink anymore. Took a shot.
Yeah, but free. Your drinks are different. It doesn't count.
You don't turn down free drinks. Oh, excuse me.
Never. I've never. I didn't even turn down free. Someone offered me a glass.
Yeah. And the thing is, this is a quick side note. This is a quick side note, but something that that really bums me out is I accepted that shot very quickly, and not a negative thought crossed my mind. But women, if we reverse the gender roles there, and if I offered that girl a shot, or if I was a woman and a man was offering me a shot, you'd have to stop and be like, hold on a second. This might not go well. And that's not fair. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
But did I was real bummed.
Did you go with her to the bar to get them?
No.
Or she just came back with them?
Came back with them.
Damn.
Yeah.
What if she had laced them?
She could have given me a Cosmopolitan.
Oh, that's a good... Wow. Did you just come up with that?
Came up with that a while ago.
Oh.
Been waiting to use it.
Okay.
Cosmopolitan. Well,
I'm glad you were able to. Did you go on the whole side note just so you could say Cosmopolitan?
No, I did want to just say to all women out there, once again, I'm very sorry for how things are very different for you, and that sucks. And more each day, I realize it. But I took a shot, and Mitchell and I are like, all right, we got to be done, or we're going to be little lost boys. Someone called Peter Pan. And her boyfriend comes over, and we meet him. He's really cool. He's a drummer. He plays downtown, like, every night in a band. He's 32.
Yeah.
And was hating every second of this concert. The name came out when he was in college.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, that makes sense. Wait, was she...
She was 23.
Our age?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay.
That's a big difference.
That's a pretty big difference.
But I don't want to yuck anyone's yums, so if you're into it,
he was 23, she was 14.
Yeah. So real Jesse Lacey scenario.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
That does suck.
Yeah. Well, you made a Louis C.K. joke, so.
That's true. Guys, we're just real topical here. Apply to your skin.
What the what?
Topical cream? Anyway.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Okay.
Then she brought us a brand new shot. But it was the same one. I just wanted to say brand new because of the.
Oh.
But okay. No, she bought us a second green tea shot.
Oh no.
So Mitchell and I are Warp Tour RIP after next year. You know what I mean?
You're dead.
We were gone, just like Warp Tour is going to be after next year.
Oh, you were gone. Okay.
And we were listening to similar music. I had six mixed or four mixed drinks and two shots within an hour.
Okay, I guess that gets you a little boinky boink.
That was a little boinky boink.
Mm-hmm.
Boink is my favorite third generation psychic type Pokemon. Just kidding.
I don't even know if that.
Everybody, it's
is that a Pokemon? Really? Spoink. Boink?
Spoink.
Spoink. Oh. Okay. I was like, what the it was quite the stretch.
Anyway, so Mitchell and I are gone. The concert was incredible. Someone there threw up, straight up leaned over the barrier and just vomited.
That's gross.
And it was, I thought it was blue, but apparently it was purple.
Ew.
It was incredible. And I was just like, and people like didn't know. So that, like, it was dark in there, obviously. And like, I knew where it was. So I would just watch people walk through it.
Ew.
And walk back and walk through it and stumble a little bit, look down and be like, oh, and I'm just like, oh no. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then, so that was cool. That was a lot of fun. Move forward. This is the last part of my week that I wanted to talk about. Guys, podcasting in real life. Merged together on Friday evening.
Oh no.
Oh shoot, but first, okay, so Friday was one of the weirdest days of my life. I got up at 4 a.m. so I could drive to Indianapolis so I could sit at IUPUI, which is the college I went to briefly, and work.
Yeah.
because they have Wi-Fi and I can connect to it and I can just hang out in Indianapolis and work on Friday. Because I was driving up on Friday to go to Kokomo, Indiana, to see our buddy Jordan in a
Jordan
play.
Canyon, don't disappear, baby.
Don't disappear, baby. We love you. And so I was driving up to see a show that he was in. But guys, get this. On that day.
Oh, I know what happened.
The campus center at IUPUI is four levels. And I am on the second level.
Yeah.
And because it has a bank that I bank at, Indiana Members Credit Union, humble brag. And they actually have a branch there, so like they have an ATM, and I was going to pull out some cash. And I walk up to the machine, and there's a little sitting area directly behind me. And then around the corner, there's a bunch of seating. And I'm going to go and sit at that area with a bunch of seating. So I pull out some money, and I turn around, and there's this girl sitting on the couches. And she looks exactly like my very first girlfriend, my high school girlfriend, a girl I dated for 5 years that I think still hates me.
Maybe.
Because the last time I saw her was a couple of years ago, and I was at this event, and wouldn't you know it, I was seated at a table with her entire family and fiance and her.
So when that was that?
An awkward time. Like 2013.
Wait, is she married?
Yeah. She's married now.
Weird. Oh,
she lives in Indianapolis, apparently.
Because apparently.
It was her. And so like, I looked at her and I started walking away because I'm like, what are the odds? That's not her. I look back and I'm like, maybe that is her. Look away. Look back again. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is definitely her. And like I got real nervous and like my heart started beating really fast and I was like, oh no, this is how I die. And so I had already, at this point when I realized it was her, I had sat down and I'm like diagonally away from her, but like in that other seating area around the corner. And so like I can't tell if she ever saw me or recognized me or not, because if she did, she did not act like it. And after about 30 minutes, I looked up and she was gone. And so I didn't talk to her or anything, but I was just like, what are the odds that like on the one day I'm here, I would run into her? And I was like so terrified that like I was going to die.
Yeah, your life is a sitcom.
It really is.
To you. Yeah, but it almost literally, probably not one in a million, but a very slim chance that even if she does live in Indianapolis, that's a big city.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't go to IEPY. Right. So why would she be
there
in their student center?
On the one day that I've been in maybe 6 months.
Yeah. Your life. I can't even, like, weird stuff happens to me, but never that weird.
Dude. Yeah. So that was during the day. And mind you, I had been awake since 4 a.m. at this point. Only had coffee and a little Sammy called a Bony Billy from, I forget the name, actually, the sandwich place. But it was pretty good. And so after that, I get my work done. I leave and I go to my old record store, Luna Music. I look around there and pick up a record by Camp Cope, an underground Australian indie rock band, because I have transcended and become the mecca of hipster garbage.
Yeah.
So
although that is a really cool record store, so I understand.
I love that record store. I got engagement photos taken there.
Oh, you poor soul. I know you laugh to cover up the pain. It's okay.
what if I just broke down on the podcast?
That was like a really bad. Oh,
it was a bad day.
Was that a reference?
I mean, it kind of came out like that. because like, it's just been diluted over the years. Because I love that bit where he talks about looking at yourself in the mirror.
I tried my best.
Yeah, I did my best.
Yeah.
I did my best.
That's true. He probably stole that from some other comedian, but.
so does everyone on Twitter.
False. All my content's original. Vicious Circle was great.
All my content's original. Take it slow.
Oh, also this week, Lil Peep died, and that was really sad for me.
Oh, yeah.
So, take this moment to say RIP, Lil Peep. And can we stop abusing prescription drugs?
Seriously.
Please. Xanax is not a fun or good drug to do, unless you have depression. And then
right,
you should take it if you have depression or anxiety. I forget what Xanax is for, actually.
But moderately.
Yeah.
Ask a doctor before trying Xanax.
Yeah. Talk to your doctor before that. Don't self-diagnose. Okay, yeah. But that was a little sad. I really liked. In a way, like, his music isn't like. It's just different. It's like emo rap.
Yeah.
And so,
like 21 Pilots.
Yeah, no. They're not emo or rap. Just a weird two-piece
my
garbage
forehead
band.
Is definitely 45% of my head.
Yeah, your forehead's really big, man.
It's gigantic.
It's because you have such a big skull to fit. That surprisingly small brain in.
Remember how they're just like a stegosaurus.
Yeah. They have tiny brains?
Yeah. The size of a walnut.
Wait, really?
That's one of the only dinosaur facts I know.
Wow.
Look it up.
No, I'm not going to look it up.
Probably a TV show.
I'll take
show.
Your word for it.
Okay.
I used to watch a lot of Animal Planet. But yeah, they talked about animals that were alive.
Yeah.
Doesn't it suck? Okay, we need to talk about this. History Channel used to have history documentaries.
Yeah.
Animal Planet used to have fucking shows about animals.
And Steve Irwin.
Now it's all like weird reality shows. Okay, well, all right. I love American Pickers, though. That is like the one show on History Channel that I'm like, all right, fuck yeah. I can get down with
this.
They
have a thing down here in Nashville.
Yeah, they do. They have a store. Antique Archaeology. Check it out, folks, if you're in the area.
Let me know. We can get some garage coffee and maybe get a tattoo all in the same building.
Is that really?
Absolutely. And there's also a music venue down there. It's Marathon Music Works.
Wow, that's wild. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
The soda parlor used to be there.
Olin Rogers, solo partner.
Yes,
oh, okay,
that's
cool,
the
cool
one.
But yeah, American Pickers is good. Pawn Stars used to be good, not as good anymore.
Then you realized how much of like assholes they are, even scripted.
they all
suck.
Seriously.
And Chum Lee cannot be that stupid.
No, no one is. No one is that dumb.
No one is that dumb.
Yeah. I followed him on Twitter for a while. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, I like him.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, but I just like fucking... I just miss the days where, like, History Channel... I could turn on History Channel and know that I was going to learn something in, like, middle school. Those were the days.
Instead of turnt, kids.
Yeah, I used to watch old documentaries on there. Now it's all, like, they do the Bible, like, dramatic reenactment stuff. Okay, Vikings is good, and they're coming out with a new show that actually looks pretty good, too. But that's not the point.
It's like music on MTV.
Yeah, it's like, I know maybe ratings fell, okay, guys, but...
You just gotta stick with it. Don't,
now
don't sell
alienated,
out to the haters.
Yeah, you alienated your demographic who wanted to learn. It's just sad.
Yeah.
None of this matters at all, like what we're talking about. But
I'm gonna get back to my Friday.
I forgot you weren't done.
It's okay. Because this next part of our story, is about how I'm a kind of a bad friend, while simultaneously being a good friend. Okay. This is another episode in the sitcom of my life. So, I drive up after leaving Luna Music to pick up our friend Elise because she's going to see the show with me. Mm-hmm. And so we're hanging out and we go, we should definitely eat before this. And to be safe, let's eat somewhere in Kokomo. And so we did. We went to a place called Half Moon
Brewery. I knew you were going to say Half Moon Brewery.
It's so good, dude.
It's the only brewery in Kokomo also, but it's good.
Oh, it was so delicious. And the problem is we got there about 7 o'clock because I had to go to Luna. I had to.
Uh-huh. You didn't have to.
Well, for the record, I did go to Luna.
For the record, you went. But also for the record, like the record that we're speaking on, you didn't have to.
Okay, that's your opinion.
You have an addiction.
I do. I also have an Instagram account called LVNS Vinyl. Check it out. So we get to Half Moon at 7. The show begins at 8. But it's in the auditorium at the university at IUK. So literally a mile and a half down the road from Half Moon. A mile and a half moon.
Yeah.
So Elise and I eat, and it's very enjoyable. And then I look at my phone, and it's 7:45. And I'm like, okay, no problem. We'll get our check, and we'll get out of here. We'll be at the show on time.
Yeah.
Our waiter bro boy, nice guy, was seating another table at the time that I checked my watch across the room from us. And apparently had the most interesting conversation of his life because he was over there until 7:57.
Wow.
And Lisa and I are getting a little anxious.
Yeah.
A little nervous. So I finally flagged the dude down, hand him my card before he even asks if we want the check. And he's like, oh, shoot, I'm sorry, guys. Are you in a hurry? And I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. Just thought I'd give this to you. I don't want to cause a bother.
Yeah. Also, you're a pussy. Yeah,
that's true. but he brings it back. It's 8:01. And we're like, we've got to go. We're the worst. We're the worst. We're the worst. So we peel out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Drive down to IUK. Arrive on campus. No cars in the parking lot that we pulled into. So we're like, hold on. This can't be right. And I'm like, I don't know which way to go. And she's trying to pull up a map on her phone, but her phone's not working. And so I take a turn right, and then I find myself back out on the main strip of Kokomo's, like, businesses and such. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not on the campus anymore. So I go back to the campus. And I'm like, how big can IUK possibly be? 8:05. And I finally see some cars. We just pull in the nearest spot that we can find, and we start sprinting past three buildings. And wouldn't you know it, the third one at the end of this line is the place that we finally need to go.
8:07.
And we burst through the front door. We go up to the ticket counter, and I don't see anybody. And this woman comes in, finally. She comes up to the window, and we're all, like, out of breath because, you know, just ate. And
you ran.
Also, I'm a big boy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, 2:04. Weaver. Are we late? Because the doors to the auditorium were shut tight. She's like, you just missed the announcements. And then she takes a pretty long time to get her tickets out of her little envelope. Crosses my name off the list. We get our tickets, and this guy comes up to us, and he goes, running a little bit late, are you? And I'm like, yeah, sir. Can you tell? What gave it away?
Let me in?
You know, yeah, gave it away. The fact that I just threw up my buffalo chicken sandwich in the lobby? Or, and he's like, all right, let me see your tickets, where your seat's at. I'll take you up there to him.
I want you to guess where our tickets were.
Oh, no. Were they, like, pretty close, and so you had to... They were
front
right in the middle.
Row, middle, center stage.
Which row?
Front row. So Elise and I look at each, the guy looks at our tickets, laughs, goes, y'all are front row, follow me. Opens the door to the auditorium. Show's definitely been on for at least a minute, maybe minute half. Minute Half Moon.
Minute Half Moon Brewery, yeah.
And he leads Elise and I to our seats in the front row in the center. So we...
I'm so embarrassed.
Every person
hearing
in that
story.
Yeah. We walked past every person. But one of those people, friend of the podcast, Taylor, T-Mama.
Unreal.
She went to the show.
That's awesome, though. Yeah.
So, like, at intermission, I'm walking back to my seat, and she goes, Cam. And I turn around real quick, and I'm like, and I point at her, and I'm like, it's T-Mama. And so I hugged her, and, like, we were talking a little bit, and then, like, after the show, we were talking some more, like, with Jordan and, like, telling him good job. And it was, like, it was kind of weird initially, but then, like, that immediately went away. Taylor is so cool. T-Mama, you're cool. Like, we got along instantly, I feel like. I don't know. And it's probably just because, like, we talk so much on the internet, but, like, I never met her. And I feel like that's how it's going to be, like, when I meet Mallory, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was really cool. I got to meet T-Mama.
And we have a follow-up email concerning that, so.
We do. Oh, which we will get to. But, yeah, and then I drove home. I got home at 4 in the morning the following day, so I was awake for 24 straight hours. I was hallucinating on the last 40 miles of my drive, and it was a bad idea, and I regret it, but I'm alive.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you got home safely, even though I have no idea. Why would you do that?
Hey, guys, for you, the listeners of the Dad Podcast, Warby Parker.
No. Answer my fucking question before you go to the ads.
A free 5-day home try-on to give you the opportunity.
Cameron!
What?
You're ignoring me. But, I just
wanted to go home.
It just doesn't seem rational.
I had a lot to think about, Chad.
What'd you have to think about?
I had a lot to think about.
Like what? What about your life is complex?
I want to read this ad read. We'll get into it after the break. I've got some tea to spill still, Chad.
I know.
Guys, this episode of the Dad Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Warby Parker. And for you, the listeners of the DBC, Warby Parker is offering a free 5-day home try-on to give you the opportunity to check out their glasses. I've got them. Not wearing them right now. Sorry about that. I put some contacts in early. But they're sitting on my desk.
Love contact.
Whether your eyesight is pretty darn good or absolutely abysmal like your boys here, Warby Parker has you covered with a wide range of prescription options, including digital freeform progressive lenses at no additional cost. For those of you with strong prescriptions, again, like your boy, Warby Parker offers ultra-thin high-index lenses so you'll never look like that Lee boy from the Sandlot with his Coke bottle glasses. He tricks the lifeguard to give him a kiss. Warby Parker believes glasses should be viewed as a fashion accessory, just like a bag, a shoe, or a hat. And at $95, they make it easy to accessorize with glasses. They make buying glasses fun, easy, and pain-free. Walking into a traditional eyeglass shops is an overwhelming and uncomfortable experience if you got little anxiety. Again, like your boy. You get bombarded by hundreds of different styles and price points. The salesperson confuses you by spouting off on various combinations of lenses and coatings. They keep their styles highly curated, fashion-forward, and extremely wearable. Warby Parker. Say that 5 times fast. I'm not going to do that. While including high-quality lenses and coatings at no additional cost. Warby Parker has everything you need in one easy package. And some cool little extra talking point. For every pair of glasses sold, they distribute a pair of glasses to someone in need. Warby Parker makes buying glasses online easy and risk-free. And this is where our podcast comes in. Their home try-on program allows you to order 5 pairs of glasses that you get to pick out on their website. They ship them directly to you, where you can try them on in the comfort of your home and get feedback from friends, families, and colleagues. You can send us your selfies. Chad and I will tell you which ones to wear and which ones are garbage, baby. Throw those away. But don't throw them away. Return them for free using their prepaid returning shipping label. And there's no obligation to purchase, guys. This is a deal for you, the listeners of the Dad Podcast. It is a free 5-day home try-on. There are no obligations. It's all free. The shipping's free. You ship them back for free. So take advantage of this deal right now. If you're listening to it with your ear holes and you're thinking, I need something to cover my eye holes so I can see better, so I can go to a concert, so I can read a book to my baby boy, go to warbyparkertrial.com/dadbod. Again, that's warbyparkertrial.com/dadbod for your free 5-day home try-on. Thanks, Warby Parker. And now we're going to hear from our babies at the Podratic Equation, and we'll be right back.
The wax on, the Wax On Wax Lyrical Podcast. Are you interested in fucked up news, weird people, strange movies, that kind of shit? Get on board.
Have you got 45 minutes to waste during your week?
Yeah.
Do you like the hard 10?
Do you just like hard things? Knobs or anything else?
This is not scripted.
Come on board, Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. We talk about weird shit, weird movies and all that kind of stuff and everything in between. Get involved. We're from Australia. We like to talk about weird shit and we want you to listen to us.
Come this on. Is terrible. This is what you could... You know what? This is just a taste of what our podcast is.
And the taste is sour and makes
sometimes
you
sometimes a little sweet. Sometimes a little fruity.
Makes you want to spit it out.
Yeah.
We're the spit out podcast. That's okay.
We don't mind as long as we come in your mouth. We can't fucking for it.
No, in your ear holes. We want to come in your ears. Just let it...
Is this good?
Let us come this in your good. Ears. We love you.
Sorry.
Love you, bye-bye. Wax on Wax Circle. Listen, motherfuckers. Yeah.
We're on Twitter.
Good ad.
You know, I leave. I always leave your clap in.
I know. You piece of shit.
It's a good bit.
Good bit. Everyone take a shot. Take another man. Shot, because we said take a shot about when we did a bit. We start calling that one the old Louis C.K.
Oh, there was a joke I wanted to make when I was talking about meeting Taylor. I was going to say,
yeah.
And I never once even thought about asking her if I could masturbate in front of her. It's that easy. To be a decent human being.
I'm just gonna let you stand in your grave. You like it?
It's a little short, though. I'm like 6'2". You can see that my hairline.
When you said it's a little short, I read the word dick in my head. In my mind, I was so confused.
I just spit so much water everywhere.
I was like, why? I was like, how'd you just know what text message I got?
What, you want to share with that's the really class,
weird.
Chad?
No.
I'm sorry, am I boring you? Are you on your phone?
I'm not bored. It's just a very... It was an important text.
I'm sorry. What's so important about the word short dick?
Well, it's...
All right.
You have to bleep that. I was going to talk a little bit about the Podrack equation.
I would love to hear you talk about the Podrack equation.
Good, because you've talked a whole shit of a lot in this episode. That's why. It's my turn now, bitch.
It's your turn.
So we're in the Podrack. I'm just kidding. I love you so much.
I love you.
I like you. I like your stories. You were never boring me. I love you. Yeah, so talk about this every week, but the Podrack equation is a podcast network that we're a part of, and we enjoy it, and it's people who we've never met but whose content we enjoy. And if you enjoy our content, and I don't know why you would, then maybe you'll enjoy their content. And if you like movies, especially with Rogue Riffers, if you like bad movies, they like almost exclusively review bad movies, but they like them a lot. They love bad movies.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like an addiction. It's like when I ate too much cheese when I was 7 years old. They do that. And we love them. We love them a lot. We like their stuff. We think you should check them out. And that's why we do these ads every week for them. But yeah, so that's Podrack equation. Cameron, if you want to spill some more tea?
Austin, go away. Yeah, I'd love to.
He's really harsh in my vibe this week.
I know, man. Me too. Because I'm about to ripple some waters in my life. Potentially. Oh my gosh. Please leave. He farted before he left. I had the mic muted, and I'm so glad because it was the worst. One day when you could smell our podcast, you'll understand what I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah. Someday we'll be in... Well, it's just audio, so is it... What is it? It's not in 3D right now.
It'd be the fourth D.
Yeah. But we're not in 3D because it's just audio.
Oh, you're right. How many D's are there between us?
At least two.
In this medium.
Two of them? 2D? Mm-hmm. Is this 2D? Maybe this is 1D. R.I.P. R.I.P. 1D. But, yeah.
Wait, should we do Band or Porno first? Before I spill some tea? Or do you want me to spill tea?
We can do B or P.
Okay. Guys, it's time for everybody's band or porno. Everybody's sharing some ownership of it. Guys, this is a game show that we play here on our show where we have 15 names. These are either bands or pornos. And Chad has to tell me which one they are without ever seeing this list beforehand. If you want to play along at home, go ahead and grab that pen and find some paper. Go ahead and give that pen a click. So the little pen part is out so you can write effectively. And get ready to go. Chad, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
The sound of me cracking my knuckles.
I couldn't hear anything.
Okay, guys, the first one's the pee tanks.
Gross. Hopefully that's a band.
It's a band.
Good.
Next up, faces with braces.
I'm gonna go band again.
That's a porno.
I knew it.
Don't tell mommy.
Oh, fuck. That's a porno.
That absolutely is a porno.
Gross.
Pelvis aquarium.
Band.
Yes, sir. That's a band. Birth hole.
Ew. That's a band.
It is a band. You are right.
Okay. I was just saying, there's no way.
Girth, wind, and fire.
Porno?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Ooh, pelvic meatloaf.
Just in time for Thanksgiving.
Band?
That's a band. You're killing it, Chad.
I'm doing okay.
Now, this is either a Japanese band or a Japanese porno. I just want everyone to know that fact.
Okay.
I've been digging real deep to find names for this show because or this game because, man, we've done a lot.
Yeah.
Orgasm wheelchair.
Porno?
Yeah. That's
wow.
That's weird.
I'm morbidly curious. phlegm fatale. Oh, I forgot about
ew.
That.
Ew.
That's so gross.
I forgot about that. Ew. That's a porno.
It's not. Thank goodness.
Oh.
That is a band. Also, I thought this was a typo, but it's not. Nusty secrets. not musty.
Nusty.
What does nusty mean, you think?
I don't know, but I'll bet it's a porno.
Yeah, you're betting correctly, boys. That is a porno. The next one, nasty dog fart sluts.
That's a band.
No, it's not.
Oh, no. No. Ew. No. That's the what? We have. Okay. Cameron.
Yeah.
We have to do research. We have to watch this one together.
And we'll do a movie review episode.
Yeah. So to say, we should do a commentary of nasty dog fart sluts.
Nasty dog fart sluts!
I can't believe that's a fun... Who was like, oh, this'll get someone revved up.
That's the most niche kink I've ever heard of. And I don't want to ever hear about it.
Is it dogs farts involved? Because that's wrong.
That's very wrong. You should never involve a dog in the bedroom.
Never.
Never.
Or any animal.
Or any animal, fair. Yeah, that's true.
I know our Welsh listeners really like sheep, but...
Oh my gosh! Can you say that?
Well, that's like a thing. People in the UK make fun of the Welsh for being sheep fuckers. That's what they call
them. What do the Welsh have to say about it?
Well, they like to fuck sheep.
That's very bad. Bleeding love. With a T, bleat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was... Okay. Wait. Was that the name of a porno or band?
No, I'm sorry. No. I was riffing.
Oh. Okay.
Went on a little rogue riff.
You were riffing. Okay, yeah. My bad. I was like... Wow, that was timely to make a sheep joke, and then it's bleeding love.
The look of sheer panic on your face was...
Yeah, I was also trying to think, I was like, is bleat the right word? Is that sheep bleat? They bleat when they make the noise, bleat.
Shears.
The more you say bleat, the less it's, well, any word really, but especially with bleat, I don't feel like it's a word anymore. I'm just saying, bleat. I'm just making a noise in my mouth.
Bleat, bleat.
Language is wild.
Yeah, all right, dude. Just
next thing.
Okay.
Before
cat
we
butt.
Get down that rabbit hole. Jack butt?
No, cat butt.
Cat butt. Oh, that's so much worse.
That's my favorite Nickelodeon show back in the day.
Ah, gross.
Lone Little World with a little cat butt.
It's got to be a band.
That's a band. I couldn't find two horrible, horrible pornos back to back like that. Nasty dog fart sluts.
That's horrible.
They even know what it is. They call it nasty. It's the most self-aware porn title I've ever heard.
They even know what, not just dog fart sluts, it's nasty. They're dog nasty. Farts. We gave these dogs.
Are the sluts nasty or are the dog farts nasty?
Oh, both, baby.
I'm just glad it didn't have a number afterwards, implying that there was more than one ever made.
There's more than one. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right, we got three more, Chad.
I wonder who's in dog fart sluts, though. Like, what are the name of the porn stars? Like, Selena Shepherd.
Air Bud.
Air Bud. His acting career went off the rails a little bit after the first couple Air Bud movies, and he just couldn't find any work, so he got desperate enough to do porn.
Yeah, that's the one that killed him.
Oh no!
He got his start as Comet on Full House, and then he was Air Bud, and then times got tough, and he got replaced by younger little Air Buddies, and so he went into the adult dog film industry with nasty dog fart sluts.
All dogs don't go to heaven, huh?
He was a golden receiver in that movie.
Oh my god. No, that's wrong.
Oh, no.
I'm so mad that you thought of that. Oh.
Oh, man.
I'm just thinking about dogs getting dicked down.
Oh, man.
I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. That's gross.
That dog got his bone.
Stop. No right. more.
I know. This has been dogs really rough.
Oh, okay, that's hack. Time to move on.
Time to put a leash on this conversation.
Stop it, damn it.
Hey, can I pause real quick and
you
just
are
say...
barking up the wrong tree right now, pal.
Oh, man. All right, you're right. It's time for me to stop barking puns at you.
I'll fucking kill you. Is that on mic? Oh, I thought I muted it.
Sorry, I really dug a hole with that one.
Okay, that's a stretch.
I know. It's like I'm trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
How are you doing this? Have these written down somewhere? Were you just waiting on this to happen?
No, but I'm so glad it did.
Unfortunately, this is just how your mind works, huh?
It's real messed up in there, dude. Oh, man. Don't call it a comeback.
Read the next title.
Soaking Wet Hose.
How's hose spelled? This is
H-O-E-S. Hose.
Okay. Soaking Wet Hose. Is this a... I feel like it's a trick, but I'm going to say porno.
It is a porno.
That's okay.
Right on the nose.
Right on the hose.
A Cherry Coke enema.
Wow. Not something I ever wanted to picture, but banned.
Yeah, that's a band. All right, you got one left.
You just have a real sugary butthole after that one.
Fizzy. Oh, man. Gross. Prick harness.
Band.
That is a band. Chad, you got 12 out of 15.
Nice. I will take it.
Proud of you, buddy.
Modest
that was good.
80%.
Yeah. That was that's how we play Band or Porno here on the DBC, everybody. Thanks so much for playing along. Hope you learned something about us. Hope you learned something about yourself. I guess the real takeaway is if you lay down with dogs, you're going to get up with fleas.
I'm going to stop laughing at these, so maybe you'll stop.
Oh, man.
Are you done?
I'm done. I'm pretty sure.
Can you control yourself now?
I'm going to try.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Oh, man. What a fun episode. All right,
let me read this Craigslist.
Yeah, baby, let me hit that music for you. It's time for
Best of Craigslist.
There we go. Yeah.
I thought you were going to intro.
Oh. Yeah, no. Wow, thanks for that music, Cam.
Isn't it great?
So, going off on a high note with the whole Band of Porno thing, I figure this is pretty fitting.
Great.
Oh, yeah, it's about to get real weird. Fittingly, because this one's from Austin, my home, and it is recent. This is from – it's posted 15 hours ago.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So the title of the ad, this is in Misconnections, Man for Woman.
Great.
The title reads, "Any grannies need big dick?"
No.
Oh, yeah. I love horny grannies that just want to suck some good hard dick, eat asshole, suck and lick toes and feet, and come all over their face and throat. No. I'll return the oral favors, winky face.
You've got to be kidding me.
That's Best of Craigslist for you. That's it.
That's like actual. That's. Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's. Certainly
did he
weird.
List his age at all?
No. I was wondering about that, but.
Wow.
Nothing.
That
for
is
some reason,
aggressive.
I feel like he's not old.
That's an aggressive request.
Yeah, but, you know, if there are any grannies looking for big dick out there, I guess they'll find it.
How many grannies do you think use Craigslist?
At least five.
Gotta be. At least
yeah.
five.
There's a few somewhere.
Yeah. Well, he's going to teach an old dog some new tricks. Not unlike
you know
Air Bud.
You know, that one was pretty good, so I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
I could read one more, just because that one was short.
Yeah, that was short. Why don't you go ahead and read another one?
Sure. This one's from Best of Austin.
I love that you live near these perverts.
Yeah. Well, this one isn't. This is like a free things.
Okay.
One. Okay. All caps. The title reads, "Come take these fake ass trees before I hurl them off my balcony." The rest of it reads, "Please, someone come take this goddamn trees out of my house. This goddamn trees out of my house. I am so fucking sick of looking at them. Really, actually nice looking trees. But I loathe them with a fiery intensity because of how long they've been sitting in my apartment being completely useless. Honestly, this Craigslist ad could have been written about Cam."
And Austin wrote
because over 6 feet tall and fucking up my second bedroom.
Oh my gosh, that's me.
I did not plan on even making that burn, but it worked so well.
That's hilarious.
Originally paid $150 a piece, no pets or smokers, $50 your best offer to whoever will come and release me from this hell. And then there's pictures of some fake plastic trees. And, yeah, they look like shit. So
over 6 feet tall and fucking up my second bedroom. Oh, man. I'm shook. That's so funny.
That was, that was really good somehow.
Oh, man. That was great. I love that it's Best of Austin, too.
Yeah.
My
oh,
brother's
shit.
Name is Austin.
Wow.
It's like he really did that.
Maybe he did.
I'm going to change my Twitter bio to fake ass tree.
Over 6 feet tall and fucking up my brother's second bedroom. Actually, third now. But yeah.
Oh, man. That's the funniest thing. That's really good. All right, guys. It's time to move on to our hate mail segment. This is a little bit of a callback to Taylor that we mentioned earlier in this episode, because Taylor sent us some hate mail with the subject line, disappointed. I wonder what this could be about. The body reads, so, I met Cam in person, ... In a word, underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan is funny, though. T-Mama. Thanks, Taylor! So oh, and she also said... we were talking about this at the show. I don't know how it came up, but I was talking shit about how Arthur the Aardvark wears headphones. And she sent us a picture of Arthur wearing headphones. And if you know anything about the cartoon Arthur, his ears are at the top of his head and sticking straight up. But in this picture, Arthur is wearing headphones where normal ears would be beneath his glasses. What is that bitch listening to? He can't hear what's in there coming into their headphones there.
His ears are so good that they just pick up from... They didn't design them for his ears, you know, so...
Well, that's a little
racist.
Like,
how would a rabbit... How would an animal use headphones anyway?
How would a dog wear jeans? Like this? Or like this?
It's like a meme or something? I don't know it is, actually. What you're referencing. Okay. I was like, I've never heard that.
But yeah, Arthur, you silly little asshole. You're not hearing anything coming out of those headphones. Also, he's playing the piano. Yeah. So, like, why is he wearing headphones in the first place? Does he know he doesn't want to hear...
I don't know, maybe he's just trying to play along with some Beethoven or something.
Beethoven couldn't hear either. Oh, it's authentic. It's a full immersive experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He just wants to feel the vibrations. Maybe they're just noise canceling. Which wouldn't make sense.
The Lord was Beethoven's noise canceling headphones.
Actually, no, it was his father who boxed his ears when he was a kid.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, whenever he'd fuck up on the piano, his dad would box his ears, and it made him go deaf. Later
in
life.
That's horribly sad.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But he made really good songs or whatever, I guess. I mean, he's Beethoven.
Yeah. I liked his earlier stuff.
Yeah. I liked number 9. Number 15 can suck a dick.
Yeah.
You know?
Number 15. Oh, man.
Yeah. I just like the one that they used on Stars, the television network the movie network for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And they just did the word movies over it, and it was movies, 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 movies. I think I switched keys there once or twice, but
okay. I knew where I was following along.
I like
to imagine that the words showed up at the bottom of the Skype call, and a little red ball was bouncing over the syllables.
Bouncing dot. Oh, for sure, yeah.
It was a lot of fun for me to think
about. What the fuck is that? I can't find that. There it is. Bum, 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 bum. There we go. Okay.
But do you remember?
All right, now that we've all. Yeah. Did you know? You know that one?
I don't think so.
It was Hakuna Matata. I just did bum bums over it. You know, movie I can't wait to watch? Home Alone.
Ba-dum-bum.
You have to finish it.
I don't know how.
You have to finish it.
I don't know how.
It's BC, but higher. Even higher than that, though. It's
better.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I was going to musically edge the audience, but you're welcome, guys. Chad finished it off.
I hate I hate edging.
Oh, do you?
I
mean,
I hate when... I hated... I didn't... No, I know. I don't mean that... I've never done that. What I'm saying is, I didn't like the way that you just held us all hanging on a thread there, you know? Just, you left us all...
Hanging without on a thread. The, take my
You left
hand.
Us without the, resolution. There it is.
The climax, you if resolve. You will, of the piece.
The finish. You didn't let us finish, basically.
I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce's music video... should have...
Do you have more to talk about or something? Come on. Let's get this rolling.
I don't know if I want to spill the tea.
All right, that's fine. We're way over time anyway.
Yeah,
so.
We're way over time. Guys, if you want me to spill the tea, just let me know in the comment section down below. But it's my life, so.
Cameron, literally, I was texting Cameron today, and he's like, oh, I've got a lot to talk about, baby. I am feeling risky. And then we get on the show, and of course, Cameron pusses out because that's.
I went to the gym and I worked.
Listen,
out
Listen, I don't want to make any broad. I don't want to make any sweeping generalizations, but, you know, Cam usually just, you know, doesn't do confrontation well. So.
It's true.
It's okay.
Hold on.
It's
I'm
true.
I'm gonna try to find.
It's
a
so
Beethoven.
True.
I'm
He's not even looking me in the face right now.
I'll look. Hey guys, I'm gonna play us off with a little song I wrote. Here you go.
You might want to sing it though for.
Well, listen to me play so many different instruments at the same time. Sing Grace, how sweet that sound. That
I want
sing.
You to not sing Amazing Grace.
Oh, wretch. Like
Let's
me.
Do something else over this tune.
I once was lost, but now I've. Oh, you found me.
Seems like a bad Who's Line bit.
But now I see. I'm so good at piano.
Yeah. Anyway, oh, God. Cam, just where can we find you on social media? I'm getting sick of you.
Well, if you want to hear more music like that, check out Staircase Wit. I promise it's not like that. It's worse. Guys, Staircase Wit on iTunes and Spotify, Google Play, and Amazon MP3 and Rhapsody and Napster, because apparently Napster is still a thing. You can also find me on Twitter at LavinousCam2. Instagram and Snapchat at LavinousCam. Love you. Chad, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, yada yada, at Chad Hoy, just my name, CHAD space HOY. You can find me on Xbox Live. my gamer tag is CoolBadBoy69.
Love it.
I recently changed it. It's actually my gamer tag now, just so you all know.
That's amazing.
And yeah, if you want to play some Rocket League, only if you're good and no toxics. But yeah, we could do that. And you find me on social media, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram at Chad Hoy. All one word, obviously. So you can't have spaces in usernames. Yeah, thanks for listening this week. We love you. Sorry that Cam is such a fucking obnoxious individual.
Cam Town Lady, but sing this song. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Cam Town Lady, sing this song. All the doo-dah day.
Cameron, it's a bad bit.
Oh, is it a bad bit? Is it a bad bit?
Yeah.
Why are you being mean about my bad bit?
Yes.
Let us know if that was a bad bit in the comment section down below. Thanks for listening. Chad, what should everyone do this week, you think?
That's what I want you to do this week. I want you to go to the store. Your local, your closest, any kind of like
department store, not like a Macy's. What would you classify Target as? Is that a department store?
Heaven.
Heaven, okay. I want you to go to, you know, I'll just say Target. I want you to go to your nearest Target this week. They're run by the French. My father doesn't support them because of that. But
Target.
You can this week. Target, yeah. I want you to go to Target this week. I want you to find a heating pad. I want you to purchase said heating pad. I want you to take that heating pad home. I want you to get all snuggly. I want you to get under some blankets. I want you to get some pillows. I don't want you to lay on the couch. I want you on the floor. A bunch of blankets and pillows around you. Just holding on to them. Put your heating pad in there. Let it get a little cool in your house. Turn the heat off. Save, you know, conserve some energy. And I want you to watch your favorite Thanksgiving movie, because Thanksgiving is this Thursday, and it's one of the most wonderful days of the year. And I want you to prepare for it by watching some Charlie Brown. I think that's the only Thanksgiving special that there is. So watch Charlie Brown, the big turkey, the big pumpkin turkey movie, and just have a good one. I want you to eat so much turkey this week that you're just a little tummy. A little tummy sticks out just a little bit. And I want you to come home with that heating pad. I want you to snuggle up. I want you to enjoy your time with family and friends. Because I can't this week, because I moved 1,000 miles away, and I don't have any family, so I can't go home for Thanksgiving. So I want you to enjoy that. Okay.
Beethoven, play us off, would you?
God damn it.
I think my Verizon phone is ringing. I want you to
bring back the DVD readings. I would take DVD readings over this any fucking day of the week.
You take what?
DVD readings. No, you're looking for a DVD right now. I can see you.
I'm not.
I know what you're doing. Yes, you are.
No DVDs around me.
Bitch. End this episode. I love you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, if there are any grannies looking for big dick out there, I guess they'll find it.
Podtron. This has been a Podtron Network production. For more of this show and others like it, find Podtron on Twitter @Podtron Network and search Podtron Network on Facebook.